Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, Why You Still Have Time to Change Career. And this video discusses changing careers, and it tells us why maybe it's not too late for you, even if you think it might be. So a lot of us go to university for a specific reason. We pick classes and things because we want to have a certain career in the future. And then after we graduate, we get into that field, we start doing that job, and some of us might love that job, but not all of us. Some of us might wonder, should we change careers? And we might think because we spent all this time preparing for this career, we shouldn't change to a different career because it would be a waste of our time. But this video gets into some reasons why that might not be the case. So if you're interested in hearing about that, you can go ahead and take a look at that video after today's pronunciation challenge. But first, let's look at our sentence. The thought that we should, if we're honest with ourselves, probably try to change our career is one of the most anxiety-inducing of all realizations. So in this sentence, they are talking about how even though we might feel like we should change our career, we know deep down that we should. We're not happy with our current career. It says that a lot of us think that this is very anxiety-inducing, so we get very anxious or nervous about this. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. The thought that we should, if we're honest with ourselves, probably try to change our career is one of the most anxiety-inducing of all realizations. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first word is anxiety. Anxiety is a noun, and it means fear or nervousness about what might happen. It's basically worry. And an example sentence would be, I can't help but feel a lot of anxiety about the final exam. So this would simply mean, I can't help but feel nervous or worried about the final exam. All right, our next word is related to anxiety, and it is anxious. So anxious is the adjective form of this word. And anxious means afraid or nervous, especially about what may happen. So an example sentence would be, it makes Mark's mother anxious when he rides his bike too fast. So this would mean that Mark's mother feels nervous or worried when he rides his bike too fast. The next word is induce. Induce is a verb, and it means to cause something to happen or exist. So an example sentence would be, this medication induces sleep. And if a medication induces sleep, it means it causes you to sleep. And our next vocab is related to induce, and it is bring about. Bring about is a phrase, and it means to cause something to happen. And an example sentence would be, the students hope that the protest will bring about changes in the law. So in this sentence, the students are hoping that their protest will cause some changes in the law. All right, our next vocab is also related to induce and bring about, and it is give rise to. So give rise to is a phrase, and it means basically the same thing as bring about and induce. It means to cause something to happen or exist. So an example sentence would be, the controversy gave rise to a new hashtag. So in this case, we have a controversy, and it has caused a new hashtag to be created. Maybe lots of people went on Twitter and talked about this controversy, and this caused it to turn into a hashtag. It caused this hashtag to exist. All right, our next word is realization. Realization is a noun, and it is the state of understanding or becoming aware of something. An example sentence would be, Nancy came to the realization that this was the last day she would sleep in her childhood room. So in this case, maybe Nancy's family is moving, or maybe she's moving away out of her house and she realizes, she comes to the understanding, she comes to the realization that this is the last day she'll sleep in her childhood room. Our next word is related to realization and it is realize. So realize is the verb form of this word and it means to understand or become aware of something. And an example sentence would be, it wasn't until I got to the cafe that I realized I'd forgotten my wallet. So I got to the cafe and then I realized this, or I became aware of the fact that I forgot my wallet. All right, our next word is related to realization and realize, and it is aware. Aware is an adjective, and it means having or showing understanding or knowledge. So basically, knowing that something, maybe a situation or a problem, exists. And an example sentence would be, I'm aware that you're upset. And if you said to someone, I'm aware you're upset, this would mean, I know that you're upset. So you're telling them, I acknowledge this, I know it. And maybe after that, you would tell them how you're going to deal with this problem. All right, that is all of our vocab for today. So let's look at our sentence one more time. The thought that we should, if we're honest with ourselves, probably try to change our career is one of the most anxiety-inducing of all realizations. All right, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, have you ever thought about changing your career? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.